it's not set in stone. Just because you name your offer or your business something doesn't mean it has to stay that way. Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom. Because life is too short to have a backup plan. Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the beauty of flexibility and how nothing is really set in stone. I'm so pumped that you decided to tune in today because we want to talk about what freedom looks like to you versus to me and how all of our ideas of freedom all have a similar theme being flexibility. So whether or not you've thought about starting a business or you've already started a business, likely one of your whys has to do with freedom. Location freedom, time freedom, money freedom, whatever it may be, you have some sort of freedom-driven goal. And what location, money, and time freedom all has in common is flexibility. Flexibility in location, the ability to work from your laptop wherever you may be in the world. Time, you know, you want to set your own schedule. You want to choose when you take holidays. You don't want to have approval or permission from anybody to make those calls. You have that flexibility. Money allows for flexibility in life to not have, you know, strict guidelines or budgets for certain areas of your life. You know, you're able to splurge or you're able to pay your monthly bills with no hesitation. You're able to fund your children's extracurricular activities. Whatever it may be, your goal or your mindset of freedom has to do with flexibility. But when we're given the chance to have flexibility in our life and our business, it sometimes can cause confusion or overwhelm or stress, which are all negative things. We want to have flexibility in a positive light. So I'm going to talk about two common situations which I hear of and I've also experienced. And it's having flexibility and how it was negatively impacting me and how it's quite possibly negatively impacting you and how we can change the gift of flexibility to make it a gift and not receive it in a negative way. So the first way in which we have flexibility, but sometimes doesn't positively affect us, is making a decision in our business. If you're a solopreneur, you know, if you're stepping into your CEO or your boss shoes, you all of a sudden have control. You have flexibility to make decisions in your business. But of course, we want to succeed. We want to like what we're doing. We want to love what we're doing. And that's when, you know, the word perfectionism comes into your mind, into your business. Your mind takes over and your mind is saying, you know, it needs to be perfect. I need to make all the right decisions now. I need to have all of my ducks in a row before I launch my offer or my business or I put myself out there. When in reality, there's never going to be a perfect time. There's never going to be a time where you're fully ready, where everything is perfectly set. And that holds back so many people from either getting started or taking action continuously in their business. I want to give you a very, very common example: creating an offer. So when you're creating an offer, you have different elements of that offer that you need to make a decision on. You know, the name, the price, duration, of course, what you're going to talk about, how you're going to deliver, all of these sorts of questions that you need to answer to solidify your offer. And what I hear and see time and time again is people, you know, scrambling to try to find the perfect name or pin down the price point and, you know the perfect duration that that program's going to be so that their clients can succeed, but it's not too long, it's not too short, and all of these things. And they want the perfect name. They want to launch with the perfect price point, and they want to make sure the duration aligns with them and their clients. But how are you going to know if it's a good name, a good price point, or a good duration if you don't put anything out there? It just needs to get started. And it's not set in stone. Just because you name your offer or your business something doesn't mean it has to stay that way. You're the boss. You're in control. You have that flexibility to adapt. When it comes to price, you're probably debating, is this enough? Is this too much? You know, what's the price point that my ideal clients are ready and willing to invest in? What's going to perform best? Then you're thinking duration. Is this going to be a 6 week, an 8 week, a 12 week program? Is 12 weeks too long? Is 6 weeks too short? And you can go on this never ending hamster wheel, trying to figure out what's going to be the best name, price, duration, etc. And it's because you have the flexibility of all these choices, and it's up to you, and you don't want to make the wrong decision. But just making a decision is going to get you further than not making a decision at all. Who said you can't change the name? Who said you can't change the price? Who said you can't change the duration? You can. You can launch it and figure out, oh, this is what worked. This is what could be changed to, you know, better serve myself and my clients. So don't hold yourself back. Don't prolong the opportunity to see results because you want to get it all right. It's just not going to happen, and you're going to be waiting forever. So what are two ways that you can tangibly get out of this mindset of perfectionism? First one is writing down all that's on your mind. So as I said, you know, we have so much going on in our heads and we want to make the right decision and we're overthinking just about everything. And a way that you can get more clear on what's actually happening in your business and how to move forward is by having a clear headspace. So if you keep all your thoughts in your mind, you're not going to have that clarity. You're going to have that blurred vision. So just grab your phone or pen and paper and write it down. Write down everything that's consuming your mind. Then when you look at that piece of paper, you'll realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was only stressing about 3 things. Meanwhile, you've been stressing about 25 things. And just having it written down is a way for you to help clear your mind and also see situations for how they are. The second thing you can do to help overcome this perfectionism is seek guidance. Look to someone that is in a position you want to be in. Don't take advice from people that are in areas of life or business that you don't want to be in. If you wouldn't trade spots with them, then why are you asking them? That sounds so harsh, but it's true. If you're seeking business advice from your friend or family member and they're not in your industry or they haven't been successful in that area or they're not in a position in life or business that you want to be, then, you know, you can kindly receive, but you definitely don't have to apply. But yeah, seek guidance from people that are doing what you want to be doing because they've likely experienced a lot of hiccups, a lot of bumps in the road along the way. and they can help you avoid those pitfalls. Okay? Overcome perfectionism by getting clarity on where you want to go, write down your thoughts, do a brain dump, and 2 is to seek guidance from somebody who's in a position you want to be in. When I say seek guidance, that could look a few different ways, but one way that I have experienced myself a huge transformation from, and of course I'm an advocate for, being that I'm a coach for coaches, is seeking a coach. A coach is there to enable you to succeed. Doesn't mean a coach is going to do the work for you, absolutely not, but they're going to enable you with knowledge and with resources to move forward in whatever your goals may be, whatever coach you may be seeking. So what's the other common thing I hear about how flexibility is negatively affecting people? Is people that are searching for security in an insecure world. This year has been an amazing testimony for the phrase, nothing is set in stone. Our world can be flipped upside down in an instant, yet we still find ourselves falling back into our comfort zones because it's what's familiar, it's what's easier to stay comfortable. But growth happens outside of your comfort zone. If you want things in your life to change, there needs to be a change. If you want things to change in your business, there needs to be a change. So if you continue to live the way you're living, do the same actions, think the same thoughts, nothing's going to change. It's not until we can identify what isn't working, what is working, and really honing in on what is working or adapting what isn't working to make it work, that's when we can see progress. An example of how I see people searching for security in an insecure world is by falling back on society norms, on what society has told us how our lives should look. What does a normal life look like in our world or our society? Typically, school, graduation, maybe a gap year, 1, maybe even 2, then university, a degree, a job, and then retire. That's what we have been told to do. That is not what entrepreneurship is. It's not normal. It's not familiar. It's uncomfortable and it's unknown. It's stepping into the unknown. The way I view the school, university, job, retire routine is a path that is already carved. So it's clear. It's clear what our next steps are. You know, it's already set for us. And we just need to follow it. Whereas entrepreneurship is stepping into a path that isn't yet carved. It's stepping into the unknown, embracing the unknown, and seeking discomfort. Are you allowing yourself to fall back to your 9-to-5 and see that as the secure or comfortable option? So right now, if you have a 9-to-5 while you're trying to grow your business, are you looking at your 9-to-5 as your security? Are you already accepting in your mind that you have security within that 9-to-5? That's something that I see often and I hear often. And people don't necessarily realize it themselves. But they, you know, prioritize their 9-to-5 because they're an employee. But they're not showing up for themselves like they show up for their 9-to-5. So when you match the effort, energy, and accountability you do with your day job to your business, all of a sudden things start to change. It's not just a passion project. You really step up and you become that boss. You need to hold yourself accountable to show up and take action. Are you showing up the way you show up for your job? Are you showing up for yourself the way you show up for your 9-to-5? Or Are you okay with letting down yourself? Are you okay to not show up for your shift? When you start treating your business at the same level you treat your day job, things start to change. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. It's just like an appointment, going to the doctor's. You put it in your schedule and you show up. If you put it in your planner, are you showing up for yourself? It's time to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. You may have heard of this thing called rejection therapy. If you haven't heard of it, you need to look up some videos on social media or YouTube and watch it because they can be quite funny. But the concept is to essentially put yourself in a situation where you feel that you are going to get rejected. And it's shocking when you just ask things that can happen, opportunities that can open up. If you don't ask, you don't receive. And so with this concept of rejection therapy, you're putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, but you're also having to ask. You're having to ask, and we often let fear of rejection hold us back from even asking. What's the worst thing that can happen if you ask? Likely a no. And it's not even that bad. Depending on what it is, a no isn't even that bad. So just ask, put yourself out there, get uncomfortable. It's way easier said than done, but the greatest opportunities come from the greatest challenges. Overall, I want you to ask yourself these two questions today. First one, am I waiting to have everything set up perfect and ready before I put my offer, content, or self out there? And am I searching for security in an insecure world? Am I allowing myself to stay in the same position because I am comfortable? How can we get you over this barrier? As I said, seek guidance, seek clarity, get uncomfortable, and take the leap. Take the leap. You likely right now have something in your mind that you've been thinking about, that you've probably been procrastinating, you're a bit scared of. Go out there and do that thing. Ask that person, put out that offer, and see what it leads to. Overall, flexibility is a gift, not a curse. But what we do with the gift of flexibility will greatly affect what our business and what our life turns out to be. Right now, I'm in Bali, Indonesia. I am from Canada, but I've been living here 4 months. I took a chance. I didn't have my life mapped out. I don't even have my month mapped out. I don't know where I'm going to be a month from now. And that excites me. I'm embracing the unknown so that I allow myself opportunities to grow as a person, to grow as an entrepreneur. And I want the same for you. Maybe it doesn't mean flying across the world and putting yourself in risky situations, but it could mean DMing that person, asking for a favor, putting yourself on Facebook Live. Whatever's uncomfortable, whatever's holding you back from taking that next step, I encourage you to do that. Do that thing that is scaring you. I'll talk to you very soon, but for now, it's gonna be a bye from me. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.